This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots happening tonight.
And I mean a lot is happening tonight.
David Beagle is going to join me in the first hour, right after the first break, and talk a little bit about, first of all, he's been a big Trump fan all along. I want to see where he's at now. What's going on this week? Have you noticed that Hillary has been taking a lot of days off? Now, I can only think of two reasons for that. One is either she's just so old and feeble she can't keep up. Yeah, no, I'll get a lot of hate mail for that one. But, I mean, come on, think about it. Why does she have to take so much time off? Nobody else does. I don't think anybody else has ever taken the kind of time off that she has. Right? Maybe she really is sick. Maybe she's ducking I know, I did jump right into it, didn't I? Maybe she's, ducking the press, because, you know, she would have, she has nothing to duck, though, really. Think about it. I mean, seriously, has the press really given her a hard time? What has the press done to call her on the carpet, to make her uncomfortable, or any of that?
Nothing.
Nothing. You're exactly right. Anyhow, for those of you who missed Evan Sayas' event, you missed a lot. You missed a big deal. So when it comes out on DVD, we're going to have to talk about it. We're going to have to push it. No, seriously. You have got to see this thing. Be part of it. Whatever. You know what I mean? I bet you that's not working, is it? Anyway, you really do. You have to be part of this thing. He gives you a lot of understanding of what we're fighting, what we're up against. Because we are up against a boatload when it comes to the left. I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't realize, because I do realize. I actually have to put up with it on a regular basis as well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved. If you don't, you don't have to. So, you ever wonder how we can find out all kinds of things? I'm watching this stuff this weekend come across Facebook, and I'm watching, you know, you got, what is it, whatever college he went to, military academy, right? We hear how many problems he had there. We get to see all his escapades, you know, as a youngin. All of that. They found that in a heartbeat. Every little thing about him, every little piece of paper that he's ever written on, any woman who's accused him of anything, it is all over the place. Right? It's like urine in a men's room. You can't walk around without stepping in it. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's okay. And then you look at, what's her name? Melania? Oh, my God. We've got more naked pictures of her than you could amass if you pulled all the Playboy centerfold pictures together. They have seemed to find every and any picture that has to do with her being naked, partially naked, semi-naked. They found all of those, didn't they? Right? And, you know, you see all kinds of pictures about Donald and the people that he's affected. Can somebody send me pictures of Obama, Michelle, Mr., the kids? Can we get pictures of them in their younger days at school or vacationing? I mean, how about some of Obama's girlfriends in high school? Or did he not have any? Michelle, did he save himself from Michelle? I'm just asking. I'm very curious about all this. I mean, they must have took vacations, right? At some point in time. So, I don't even know what... The thing that's always bothered me is how quickly the press, the honest, upright, right down the middle press, how many of them have not been able to find anything on Obama, but when it came to the 16 Republican candidates, bang! They had dossiers on these guys that were 3 inches thick, right? Hey, by the way, you want a bumper sticker? Can you see? Hold on. This one says, 4 Americans died and Hillary lied. The truth about the Benghazi terrorist thing. Take a look. If you're watching via video, there you go, right there. Right? Just make it bigger. I can't help. You know, I know it's radio. I can't help you. Maybe put a picture of later. Here's the deal. The 10th email that I get, right? The 10th email I get with your address, this goes in an envelope tomorrow morning, and you get it. It's like the government. It's free. Right? Everything you get from the government is free? Well, not everything. If you're actually working a job and paying taxes, that ain't free for you. Anyhow, it's the 10th one. 10th email I get, say, give me the sticker. Give me the bumper sticker. Right? You see that? Yeah, you can see that. Not a big deal. Right? 4 Americans died, Hillary lied. All right, anyway. So we've got all kinds of pictures of all these guys, you know, Cruz and Rubio and Jeb Bush and all the nasty things they ever did in their lives. Obama apparently dropped from the heavens, the skies parted, dropped right there next to Michelle. God put them together, had these wonderful kids show up. Not a picture in the bunch. And every once in a while, one surfaces, but yeah, for those of us that are in the media and know how Photoshop works, kind of hard. I'd like to see that. Like I said, if somebody could send me one, I would love to know. So, I'm looking for pictures. Anyway, David Bigo joins me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep. Always a great guy. Always a great interview. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look at the camera. You see that? You see that I've got this thing, four Americans died. Not a thing, it's a bumper sticker. Four Americans died, and Hillary lied. You see that? The 10th email that I get... Okay, before this hour's up, the 10th email again, I will stick this in an envelope. I like the federal government. It's a freebie. Won't cost you anything. I'll mail it to you for nothing. I won't charge you for the bumper sticker. But, you know, you should be willing to tell the truth. You should be willing to, you know, put it out there and let people know exactly how you feel. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Bigo joins me as he does from time to time. I always enjoy when I have him on with me to talk about the realities behind what's going on in labor and what's going on in the presidential race coming up. David, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, thanks, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Today, one of the first things, I know I got you to chuckle, and I'm going to talk to somebody about this later on, too, is Wiener's at it. With his wiener again. I mean, there's no other way to put that. There's no clean way to put that down there. And this time, the disgusting thing about it was that the picture that he... Did you see the picture?
No, I didn't, because I've been on the road and busy all day. But I did hear today his wife is... She's leaving. She's going.
Well, she's separating from him. Yeah, but the picture was he was laying in bed next to his son and took a picture of himself in his underwear while he was somehow well... outlined in the underwear, sending pictures to some woman somewhere. But, I mean, just the disgustingness, not like he was home alone and mom and baby are gone. He's laying in bed next to his son. I mean, this is a real deprived human being, don't you think?
Oh, Joe, and, you know, I tell people this, you know, when I do speeches and talk to people about my book and my experiences and everything, I tell them there's good people and there's bad people in every walk of life. And I mean, you know, it doesn't matter whether they're business people or politicians or clergy people or whatever. There's people that do bad things, and he's obviously got a problem.
Oh, yeah, this is ingrained in this man to go through this stuff. And you saw his attitude when he ran for mayor of New York. And even now when this stuff comes up, there's no... He doesn't feel bad about this stuff. All he feels bad about is he was caught. He doesn't really see anything wrong with these things.
No, and you know, and Joe, you know, I deal with people all the time across the country in all walks of life, and I see this stuff all the time, and I just, you know, I don't know what to say to you and your audience, but there's people like this, and you just you deal with them, and you shake your head, and you get up, and you walk away. And we're not going to change this, because it's kind of like the guy for San Francisco that wouldn't stand up for the national anthem, you know?
Oh, I just I tore him up in a piece that I wrote today, and I've also got. I'm going to be talking to somebody about that later on today. I mean, look, I understand freedom of speech. I get all of that. And, you know, you and I are both big proponents of freedom of speech. But what has afforded him freedom of speech is what that flag represents. You know, it's so oppressive that he was able to stay seated without getting shot in the head by the government. It's so oppressive that they didn't drag him off after the game and put him in jail never to be seen again. I mean, doesn't this stuff infuriate you?
Oh, it absolutely does, and people don't realize how great America is, and that everybody has the opportunity to do what they need to do and you know, grow themselves and become successful and all that kind of stuff. But these people, you know, somebody like him, it's crazy. And here's the thing, Joe, and I brought this up to somebody else today. You know, here's a guy that was making, what, $12 million a year sitting on the bench, and do you hear the Democrats complaining about him because he's making too much money and it's not income equality?
No, not a word. Not a word. No.
I'm sorry. I had to bring it up.
Well, again, he's so oppressed. Yeah, here's the problem. He might be right here, because if he wasn't so oppressed, maybe he wouldn't be getting $19 million a year. Maybe he'd be getting $25 million or $35 million a year. Maybe that's what he meant to say, that you know, he's so oppressed that he's in an industry that over 70% of the players are black. You know, he could opt to move over to the NBA because only 75% of the players are black there. It's just amazing to me. And when they talk about this country and how we've oppressed the black population, that might have been true in the 1800s. It is not true anymore. Are there still issues? Of course there's still issues. Still issues with all kinds of things going on in this country. But we're a lot further away than we were 100, 150 years ago, right?
Well, absolutely. And if you look at... everything since Lyndon Johnson in the 60s, you know, started his social justice programs, and that's what I'll call them, it's actually hurt the black community instead of helped them, because they all depend on entitlements instead of going out and, you know, working hard and persevering and doing things to make them and their families better. And I don't think the communities understand that the Democrats have done this just to get these people in control.
Yeah, you know what? It's what I keep saying about the election, and they get mad at me. I go, if you're in the booth, and I don't care what party you belong to, you know, what your mindset is, how, whatever. You're in that booth, and you know that if you pull the lever, that government check that you have in your left hand may go away. You're going to be, you know, because it's helping you feed your family. It's helping you take care of yourself. I don't believe, David, that everybody on welfare is on it because they're trying to stiff the government. I think some people are on there because they truly need a little bit of help for a little while. But, you know, they get into that booth, they get that check in their hand, and if you think about it, whatever they pull the level for, they may lose that check or a major portion of that check. Every guy wants to feed his family. It's just a tough place to be. And they've done it to us. Or not us, but they've done it to the people as a whole, haven't they? The Dems.
Well, they have. And I don't know if I've told you this story, but I think your audience needs to hear this. I have a good friend that's a black gentleman. He has his own electrical company that he started, I don't know, Joe, 12, 15 years ago. And we use him for doing work around our house and our office and stuff like that. And he's really a good guy. And about 6 months ago, I had him out to the house to do some new installations in our garage. And he came out on a Saturday morning about 11 o'clock, and he's working on putting new outlets in and stuff like that. And we got talking about what's going on in this country today and the government and everything. And Joe, he just got fired up. And he says, Dave, I'm tired of these entitlement programs. He says, I have to tell you, you know, I'm a black man. I've got a friend that's a black man that has a wife and five kids. The wife and kids live separately, so they can get aid for dependent children, food stamps, and all the other things.
Oh.
And he goes around. Oh, wait till you hear this. He goes around and he applies for jobs and that and everything. But even though he gets offered some jobs, he doesn't go.
David, we got to go for a quick break, so just hold that thought. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
All right, here we go.
I want to finish this story.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean it. A couple of things. One is keep praying. If you're a praying person, keep praying for those people in Louisiana. I mean, they're still going through it. There's more storms on their way in. And so just play. If you're one of those people that can only send good vibes, then please send your good vibes that way. Send your real money and send it to the Red Cross and places like that. Don't respond to these mail things you get. Don't make it two tragedies in one. Seriously. Anyway, before I get to David Bigo, we've got a caller. If I can get to it. There you go. Right there. We have a caller on the line from New York City. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Very good. Very good. You got a question or a comment?
I have a comment. I love the video that went up on Facebook from Mr. Sanchez. I want to say God bless him and thank you for it. And let's pray for also for the people of Italy for that.
Yep, I agree.
An earthquake there.
And, I agree.
This world is getting bad. I believe we're in end times. And
I can't hear him, Joe.
Keep on praying.
Yep, I agree with you. I appreciate you calling into the show and reminding me. I forgot. Oh God, my grandmother's gonna call me and slap me. I forgot about the people in Italy, but we keep look at there. We're seeing more and more of this stuff. We need to pray for it. We need to believe.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah, for that. And so, absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye
bye. Bye. Yeah, David, one of these days when I figure out what button to press on this board, we will be in heaven, I'm going to tell you. It's going to be like nothing you've ever heard before. Probably nothing I've ever heard before. Well, he wanted to make sure that we lift our prayers up for those people in Italy. He thanked me for some of the work that we're doing here on the show. And we're doing the best we can, right? I mean, we're all kind of get the message across, and we're doing the best we can to get the message across. And That's part of the show that my wife keeps reminding me of. When I started the show early on, it was all about reminding people where we came from, the heritage of this country. I can't tell you because I'm not good at memorizing all this stuff, but some of the books that I've read about early European history and what have you, one of the czars of Russia, I don't remember which one, said, you know, we started going downhill because we forgot about God. We've left God out of our daily lives. We've left, you know, godly foundations out of our daily lives. And I see, you know, you and I aren't, we haven't talked a lot about the God thing, but I know you're a guy that believes in and loves God. Do you feel the same thing? You know, this country, we've kind of gotten so fractured that the one thing that should be pulling us back together, we have totally forgotten about. I don't think we give the glory to God like we should.
No, Joe, you're exactly right. And I don't know if you noted, saw this article, but an article came out this week that only 50% of people go to church anymore.
Oh.
And, in this country. And I think we've fallen away, and we need to get back to that, and we need to push that again. And I think this administration is part of it because they don't really believe in God. And, you know, they'll give you the rhetoric that they do. We need to get people back to that, and you know, it's sad where we're going in this country. And I wanted to finish up my story.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, I was talking to your audience about my black friend. You know that
the electrician.
You know, his wife. Yeah. His wife has. They have five kids, and the kids live with the wife, and they get eight for dependent children, and you know. Food stamps and all that stuff. And the other guy, the husband, he lives separately with a friend of his, and he goes around and applies for jobs all the time, and even though he gets accepted on some, he never takes them, so he stays on unemployment. And between the unemployment and all the other entitlement programs, they live a life off of that. And my black friend, he was just, I can't tell you how mad he was. But that's what's going on in this country. And also my black friend, going back to the religious part of it, is a big religious guy, and he sees a lot of people moving away from it because of this administration and what's going on in this country. And we've got to get America moving back in the direction that started this.
Well, you know, it's and again, I won't go overly crazy with my bros out there, but here's the deal. If God is supposed to be our sufficiency, if we're supposed to look to God for, you know, our health and our money, our jobs and our talents and all that other stuff, the minute you start depending on government, you're looking to government to take care of your family, you're looking for government for the check, government for the job, all of a sudden you take your eyes off the ball or the prize or really what matters. You know, you take your eyes off those things of God, and all of a sudden government becomes your God. And now, again, let's be clear. I have no problem with the government helping somebody out in a time of need for a short period of time in your life. Many of us, and notice I said us, many of us have taken advantage of that over the years when things crop up and happen. But you don't move in. It's not for you to move in on. We've lost that whole, you know, and I see you got me going in a whole different direction, but I'm good with that. We're no longer, you know, when I was a kid growing up, it was all about community, right? Mr. Smith or Mr. Jones down the street lost his job, broke his leg, and you could see families going down there, bringing them food and groceries and checking in on them and picking up the kids. That's all gone. We have lost that as a community, and we wonder why we have so much violence. Am I on drugs here or what?
No, you're exactly right, because you know, government has established the fact that people should depend on government. And that has totally separated our society, and we got to get back to doing the right things and being, you know, whatever your background is, ethnic or religion or whatever it is, we have to come together again and, you know, get back to work and do the right things in America. But this government that we have in place right now didn't want to do that.
No, and they're very big on you can count on us, see us, come to us kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know something, and Joe, I'm not in a business where, you know, we have extremely high wage earners or anything like that. But I have to tell you that, you know, I have all different ethnic backgrounds working for me, black and Hispanic and others, and these people work hard, and you know, they appreciate the fact that they have an opportunity to work hard and contribute something, and we need to get back to that across America.
Right. No, I agree with you. You know, it's. I think somebody just sent me something. I think we're on the way down big time because Anheuser-Busch is laying off 5,500 people. Now, when you have a beer company in these United States of America is laying off 5,500 people, we got a problem. Either we have less alcoholics, or we're in a lot of trouble. You know what I'm saying? People don't even have money to buy beer anymore. All right, I know.
Now, Joe, we're seeing it across the country because, you know, we're in 37 states, and we deal with Fortune 500 companies down to local, you know, good-sized local companies. Mm-hmm. And we see companies all across the country that are trying to reduce costs. They're laying off people. They're coming to their vendors like us and saying, we need to reduce costs. And, you know, despite what this government says and our Federal Reserve and all that, things are not going well in this country. And we got to turn around before we have an economic collapse.
You know, I did the, what's his name? Obama's Greatest Hits the other night on the show. And I went down the unemployment and where we were, you know, from the misery ratings and all that other stuff. And I got so much hate mail. And I went, look, all you got to do is don't listen to me. Make believe like I am just totally wrong. And go prove me wrong. I would love it. I would love to be wrong about unemployment. I'd love to be wrong about people that aren't looking for work anymore. But the government's own numbers dictate that, not Joe Messina. It's nothing. I'm just repeating or regurgitating what they're saying. And then when I look down, see, I usually do this on Fridays when the jobs report comes out on Thursday. And I love doing this because I can go down this unemployment and this layoff list. And one of the things that I was noticing was, you know, Caterpillar and some of the other, you know, truck companies were laying off people as well. And I'm telling people that are listening, I'm saying, look, I'm not you're the business guy, Dave. I'm telling people, if Caterpillar's not building engines and trucks aren't being built and the trucking companies are laying off people and, you know, as you just saw now, the beer companies are laying off people, this is not a good sign of a strong economy, right?
No, it's not. And we see that in industries. I mean, you know, we do business with steel companies and copper mines and everybody, and they're all trying to reduce costs and laying off people. And we sit here in the Midwest, and, you know, the government doesn't want to recognize this stuff, and the media doesn't want to recognize it.
No.
And the truth is we're in trouble, and we're getting close to another recession or worse.
Oh.
And
thank you for that. You make me so happy. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. While we're off of the break, people, ponder this. The green companies like SunPower laying off thousands of people. We'll be back in a minute. My buddy David Vigo joins us, author of Devil at Our Doorstep. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It really is. Because, see, I don't have you sitting next to me, so I don't have to put up with anything. But I always appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, those of you who have commented, and you don't know, my wife will tell you. I appreciate the comments you've made on the camera and the quality, because I've been, see this flat fart in my forehead? I've been slamming my head against the desk to try to get the quality, and it's very hard, because when you don't understand this stuff, and the techs are trying to talk you through it over the phone, you don't understand the technology, so it's a real pain. But apparently we've got it now, and it's a lot clearer, and you guys are enjoying it, and I appreciate you watching. I very much do. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including giving me your email address. If you're on there, you know, I give you one a week. I think sometimes two a week come out when we're selling stuff. But you can throw the one for sales away. I'd like you to go ahead and buy stuff off it. It helps me stay on the air. But you don't have to buy. I'm just giving you information. It's really that simple for me. Anyway, David Bigo joins me, as he does from time to time. I always enjoy when he's on the show with me. He's author of Devil at Our Doorstep, and he's a businessman, an entrepreneur, and just honestly, truly one of the good guys out there. David, thanks for being with me.
Oh, Joe, I appreciate you having me on, and, you know, getting the word across to America what's really going on and trying to bring us back.
Sometimes I feel like I'm speaking to one of my, you know, 16-year-old kids who's drunk and really doesn't hear anything I'm saying. He's just nodding his head up and down. You know, I look at what's going on around there, and it just makes me nuts. Let's talk a little bit about Trump. I have never seen, you probably didn't catch my first segment, but one of the things I talked about was I have never seen, we have pictures of Trump from when he was in elementary school, apparently, and then with his little uniform on when he was at that school. We have pictures of him building things. We have pictures of Melania, all different ways of naked. We have pictures of, you know, I mean, of his kids, of his, we have all these pictures, and I said, isn't it interesting that the press can find all this stuff on Trump? And I still haven't seen early family pictures of Obama, Michelle, the kids. We know nothing about the man still after 8 years.
Well, let me explain this to you and your audience. And because I've been through this with the SEIU, Service Employees International Union, which is big out in California. But your listeners have to understand this, that the mainstream media and are, you know, philosophically in bed with the unions or terrified of them. And they will not show anything bad about the Democrats, you know, whether it's Hillary or Obama or anybody like that, because they know that the unions, because, Joe, think about this, most of the radio and TV shows, the people behind the scenes are union people, and they know that the unions will shut them down or cause them a lot of problems. So, or go after their advertisers, like the SEIU did after Fox when Glenn Beck was going after the SEIU because of the Employee Free Choice Act. And this is the problem we have in America, is the mainstream media, instead of standing up and doing the right thing, gives in to the unions behind the scenes.
Yeah, they just make me crazy. I'm serious. I'm amazed at the people that won't eat. All right, look, I got an email from somebody, and I was reading through it real quick while you were talking, and they're so right. Here's the deal. Did you notice that how when people were talking about Hillary's medical conditions, that she might have this, she might have that, she seems to have a problem, she has a problem walking. I mean, think about it, this week alone, how many, she's taken off like 4 days off the campaign trail because she can't handle it, or she's resting, or she's thinking up, or she's doing something, right? And that was all off limits. We got pounded because we talked about her health. What are they talking about with Trump? He's a psychopath. He's this. He has mental issues. That's all okay. Is it because he's a white male? Or is it because he's a Republican? I mean, what's the deal?
No, the whole thing is the unions want the Democratic Party in power because the unions have been losing membership and they're in a death spiral. You know, it used to be, what, 40% of the workforce? Today they're 11% of the workforce totally and only 6% of the private workforce. And they need the Democrats in power so they can pass laws so the unions can grow again and collect union dues, and in turn take those union dues and put them in the Democratic pockets. And, Joe, this is what this is all about. I mean, I've seen this, I've been through it, and I'm trying to wake up America to this because, you know, these people, they want to control us. They don't want America to be a capitalistic, free market society anymore.
No, I agree with you. It's their push, their hard push, the continued push to bring us into a socialistic society and a socialistic way of doing things. And I've always said, you know, if you really want this lifestyle, I've never understood this. Why don't you move down to, well, places like Venezuela? Why don't you go there? Why don't you go to Cuba? This is the society you're looking at doing. But you think you're going to take the strength of America, and that's what's going to help you launch socialism. But frankly, the reality is, You're going to bury it. Because what's made America so great is capitalism. Hello? Anybody home? Capitalism. That's what's given us the money and the diversity and the entrepreneurs needed, so we have a catastrophe in Haiti, if we get the money there ourselves, it gets there, we're able to have the ingenuity and the dollars and the resources to go help those people. Under socialism, bupkis, you get nothing but stale old crackers and not all the toilet paper you need. Right, David?
Well, you're exactly right, Joe, and I'm obviously chuckling, but that's exactly right. But you have to understand, these people, they want a one world order, and this is something else I wanted to bring up tonight. I hadn't talked to you about it, but I don't know, you know, I don't know what your religious background is, but I'm Catholic. But I don't know if you've seen some of the articles here, kind of behind the scenes, but George Soros is basically controlling the Vatican, and they want a one world order where everything is a socialistic, you know, type of background, social justice, where everybody gets the same thing, nobody has to work very hard, everybody gets paid about the same. And Joe, the reason they want that is, if everybody's the same, you're easier to control.
Yep.
Because nobody is jealous of the other person.
You know, what's really funny is they've got the right pope for it. I mean, I'm not beating the pope up, but the way he came up through life and some of the things that he's seen, you know, definitely a socialist type of pope. But you know, my background is, I'd say, pretty religious, if you would. But, and I don't like that term, but we use it anyway. But here's the deal. I know the Bible talks about a one world order, a large, you know, one government. And the Bible talks about it in a negative light. We're not supposed to have it. And if the Pope's so concerned about everybody having the same thing, he's going to have to rip the parable of the talents out of the Bible. Because who was the one that was called the wicked servant? The one that was called the wicked servant was the one that didn't use the money to make more money. Right? He was the guy that buried the talents in the dirt and said, "Look, master, I've saved your talents for you. I didn't lose a nickel." And the master said, "Yeah, and you didn't make any money, you wicked servant." So, you know, it's I realize that parable isn't strictly about money, but it is about those kind of things, you know, about sharing the word with others and sharing the love of God with others as well. But it's funny how, and I won't get too theological on you. It's funny how Christians and people of God have a problem with money. They have a problem with God's kids having money so that they can help others. They have no problem with evil people having money, though. That seems to be okay. It's always exploded
right,
my mind.
When you look at George Soros and his relationship with the Pope, I don't know if you know, but this goes back to Argentina, where Soros, I know, he has like 150,000 acres down there,
mm-hmm.
and he knew the Pope down there then, and you know, he wants to go into this one world order thing. Of course, Soros is a person that almost brought down the pound in England, and in the way he was trading and all that kind of stuff. And people don't realize that we have people in this world that they really don't care about other people. They want to control other people, and they want to do it through socialistic, communistic type of backgrounds. And the free market capitalistic society is the best thing and has provided more opportunity for more people in the world throughout the ages.
Yeah, and when you hear young people talking on college campuses and even at rallies and such, that socialist mindset has so been ingrained in them, has so been pushed on them, that they think, they really believe, they've got this confusion that social justice or having a socialistic type of environment simply means that you help people who need help. That's what they think it means, which frankly doesn't happen in a socialist environment. It happens in a capitalist, again, in a
That's
capitalist
right.
environment. It does not happen in a socialist environment. David, I hate this, but you know, somebody's got to pay for the show. We're up against the clock again. Would you tell people how to get your book, great book, The Devil at Our Doorstep? It's about David's battle with the SEIU, and not because he's a stingy businessman, because he truly wanted what was best for his employees. Where do they get that book, David?
Well, go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com, and I just want everybody to know I wrote the book because I'm in favor of employee rights and that, and just so everybody knows, this is National Employee Freedom Week.
All right, cool. And you know, Labor Day, Check out the flag. I want you guys to check out the flags, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give $100 to the person who sends me the most amount of pictures of the communist flag next to the SEIU flag. You do that for me, I will send you $100 to the one who sends me the most amount of those pictures. Hey, I'm Joe Mastin, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up the next hour. We're going to do our pop culture crazies going on. Man, it'll make you throw up, I'm telling you. We'll be right back.